As we round out our broadcast here from Harris Family Furniture on Route 4 in Chichester, in the first hour of the program, in between all the things that we, all the good stuff we're talking about here, I mentioned the story in today's Concord Monitor by Anne-Marie Timmons about the Northern Trespass documentary at the Red River Theaters the other night, which was a sellout crowd, and many people keep asking me, are they going to show it again? Yes, they will. It's just they're working on a date right now as we speak. Anne-Marie Timmons was at the theater. Anne-Marie Timmons was not identified as a reporter. She wore nothing that showed that she was with the Concord Monitor, unlike the Union Leader photographer and reporter that was there. He had his badge. I was wearing my Pulse shirt. It was very clear who was from the media that was there for most of us. But this piece that is called journalism is one of, and I've seen some interesting newspaper articles over the years, and I'm saying interesting tongue in cheek. I've seen some incredible garbage written by newspapers in my 18 years in this business as a journalist, as a producer, and as a talk show host. I've never seen anything so poor as this piece written today, with the claim versus truth. If the Concord Monitor, I don't know what the editors are thinking over there, if the Concord Monitor had wanted to make a claim and then say counterclaim, quoting Martin Murray at PSNH, that's fine. Then you clean it up a little bit. It's still questionable, but at least it cleans up the language. But to use anything that Martin Murray says as the quote-unquote truth is very, very misleading. These are the project proponents. They will say anything to get their project through because they make millions and millions and billions of dollars on this thing. So, very sloppy journalism. And I've found two claims in here, and I don't have time to continue this today. Maybe I'll get to do it on Monday. But two claims that Anne-Marie Timmons says were claims of the movie simply did not happen. Which makes me wonder, did she see the same movie that I saw? And I've seen this movie twice. She says the film points to cars with out-of-state license plates at Northern Pass job sites. It did? Anne-Marie, can you show me those frames, those portions of the film that did? Because I missed it. That's it for today. Buy American, hire American. Tough times don't last. Only tough guys do.